Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Mickey James and I look back at AEW Dynamite from last night, the main event between Moxley and Hangman Page, and we give an update on the health of Hangman Page after that main event from last night. Also, we talk about MJF's promo from Dynamite, and it was a game changer. We'll get into that. And also, we talk about my big announcement for Saturday leading into Halloween Havoc NXT on Peacock. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Just the two of us on a Wednesday.
Just the two of us. You know, right. We can make it if we try.
Yeah, just the two of us, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. How are you? I'm excited for
Wednesday.
I'm
so good. You should be excited, David. We're celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have, we're celebrating with coffee, actually, but.
Not me.
Oh, not you? You got your daddy sodas?
Yeah, I got my combat spandex beer. I got my Iron Maiden Trooper beer. And I was going to drink an El Segundo Steve Austin Broken Skull IPA, but it's empty.
Oh, yeah. Get that. Put that first one back out here. Who is on that can right now?
The Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan. Yep.
Look at that cartoon.
That's what happens when you start drinking at 9 a.m. in the morning, Mickey. Right. Not good for the bones. You know what I'm saying? It's not good for the bones.
They were drinking their beer when they drew that picture.
It's not the best. It's not the best art, but you know what?
No, it's beautiful. Art is beautiful.
Yes, art is beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Just ask my wife.
No doubt.
But there is a lot to get into on a Wednesday edition of Busted Open, Mickey, because we had a lot of wrestling to watch last night. Always enjoy Tales from the Territories. They did their show on the AWA. Last night, I'm really digging those roundtables talking about the old school territories. NXT, yeah. Last night, their go-home show for Halloween Havoc that's taking place on Saturday. We're doing a show from noon to 2 from the WWE Performance Center on Saturday. I'll be talking to the NXT roster, getting you ready for Halloween Havoc. So looking forward to talking about that with you, Mickey, and then AEW Dynamite from last night. And that's where we're going to start on a Wednesday. Obviously, a very good show last night, but an unfortunate ending to the show last night. You had the main event, Jon Moxley and Hangman Page. And about 10 minutes before the show was to end, Hangman Page got injured. The latest health update from AEW is that he had a concussion. He suffered a concussion last night. He's under concussion protocol. Thank God, because as bad as that is, it looked a lot worse when you were watching it last night.
Yeah, brutal. Well, I'm hopeful that Adam is okay. I'm glad that he's okay. Or like concussions are still dangerous.
Yes.
And, you know, if especially multiple concussions and plus we love Adam so much.
Yeah.
And I'm not biased because he's from Virginia. I just love him because I think he's a great person and a great worker. But so we wish him speedy recovery from that. But it's just it's crazy that it's always on the what you feel like is the simplest things, like a clothesline, you know? But yeah.
But that's the thing, Mickey, like with, and you know, I give you and everybody that steps through those ropes so much respect, because it is a competition. It is athleticism. Mm-hmm. It is a fight. And, you know, injuries can happen at any time. And I think a lot of fans, myself included, kind of take that for granted. But the simplest things, and we've seen throughout the history of pro wrestling, usually those simple things are where you probably get the most injuries.
It is.
Because those simplest things probably take the most athleticism, and we just don't see that as fans. But you know, Mickey, as somebody who's performed in that ring so many times and given us so many great memories, that can happen at any time.
Well, yeah, always. It's always been, I think even all of my injuries have been on something. I think a pie face, and I separated my shoulder somehow. The scariest one was when I missed that hurricanrana from Alina from the top. Because that was more, it wasn't like just some fluke thing, like getting thrown out of the ring and spraining my ankle. Like, it was always on the simplest things that you feel super comfortable or that you feel like you've done a million times. But I was saying before, like, we don't know that he didn't have his bell rung earlier over something, because that can throw off your equilibrium, your timing. It could throw everything off. And then it is on that simple thing that you've done a million times that you end up getting hurt on. So.
And he was motionless. It was very scary when you're watching it in real time, because almost immediately, and you know, in the world of pro wrestling, Mickey, it can mean anything, but you could just kind of tell that something was definitely seriously wrong. But again, a concussion, we wish him well. And as you said, like, it could have happened earlier in the match. He could have gotten his bell rung. It could have affected him. Maybe running the ropes, like he lost all equilibrium and he fell right to the mat. We really don't know. And I'm sure we'll find out as time goes on. But thankfully, he's going to be okay. It seems like he's going to be okay.
Yeah. I think we were all worried about his neck as well. Like, you know, it was – and it's got to – that's a scary – thing, just laying there hurt and you can't do anything. And it's annoying because you as a performer are like mad at yourself for some reason because you got hurt, you know? So you're just sitting there going, oh crap, like this sucks and I'm hurt. And now what? And now he's probably thinking, like, with the 10 minutes left on the show, I thought they did a great job of filling the last 10 minutes.
They did.
Of trying to like bring the people back in. And MJF was awesome. Cut a hell of a promo.
Well, Mickey, like if this is NBA or Major League Baseball or the NFL, you know, you call timeout, injury timeout, you go to a commercial, and then the game goes on. In this situation, like you said, you had 10 minutes left in the show. Now you have to cover 10 minutes. Like, you're worried, obviously, about the person that's in the ring, but you're on live TV, and it's not like you can say, all right, let's take a timeout, we'll be right back. That's not the case, because you're up against the end of the show. Plus, you have, you know, an arena full of people. Like, the camera's off of Hangman Page on Jon Moxley. And it's like, all right, buddy, Phil. And like you said, MJF did a wonderful job coming out with that chip. And then the back and forth between Moxley and then the commentators filling that last 10 minutes. That could not have been easy last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was good on Moxley, too. Like, I don't know whose idea that was. I'm sure it was like, you know, so I couldn't been. I mean, I guess it wasn't on the fly, but however, I thought Moxie did a great job in calling him out and kind of goading him to come out. And then, you know, following up on MJF and Regal's promo for him to come out and just give Regal one last zinger. It was good. It was good shit on the back end. It was a good way to try to fill that 10 minutes with quality and to get you excited about, you know, that match. So.
Yeah, and then have you ever been in a situation where, and I've know you've been injured, but have you ever seen a situation like where, hey, like injury is happening, but you're probably the people in the back are more concerned about filling that time or live TV? Like, that's a very tough situation. Do you remember any situations like that with you in your career?
Well, mine was at the end of the match of like that. Hurricanrana with Melina, and I got, but thankfully we just went straight to the finish because it was already there.
Yeah.
And then I remember being in the ring when Trish got hurt, when she like tore her shoulder, she separated her shoulder, and we still had a fair amount of time left, but I just, and I, as her opponent, was like so guilty because I don't want to injure her shoulder further. So that was, that's kind of the only thing I can, I've had the, obviously the match with Asuka where the bell was rung, you know, that, that was weird. And things do happen. There was a whole phase like where the referees were empowered, which I still, I kind of agree to, is if they counted to three and you didn't kick out, well, that was on you. And so there were matches that were lost because the referee counted to three, especially on the live events, just to get people accustomed to, you know, but not like this. I mean, with other people, for sure, I've seen people get injured. And then I think that we don't think about, oh no, what are we doing, going to do with this time, until we know that person's okay and stretchered out and whatever the case may be. So I feel like the cameras have always kind of followed what was happening with this person's injury, you know, as well. It wasn't kind of over here and then on to the next, in a sense, for all the big ones that I've seen, you know?
Yeah. It's unfortunate, especially the timing of it too, because if it's earlier in the show, you could take a time out, you could take a TV time out, or you can kind of, you know, switch things a little bit. You can't do that in the main event slot on a show like we saw last night. And it's been kind of tough for AEW lately because they've been dealing with a lot of injuries, and they've had to change. They've had to change lanes a lot this past year.
Yeah. Well, it's a hectic schedule when you think about it. Like, it's a pretty hectic schedule, and it's, you know, that can wear down on talents, especially when it's the same talents that you're seeing a lot, doing a lot of the, all the televisions and taping. So, yeah, I mean, when I think about it, cause you look at all the shows that they're filming and the towns that they're going, it's still a pretty hectic schedule for a performer, you know? And it's not just like what we're doing. Like, it's, you have to think and you have to be able to move and still be in shape and keep your rehab going. If you're doing rehab, as far as that goes, I feel like we're all doing a little bit of rehab and trying to maintain and work out at the same time. So it's like a triple threat workout. So yeah, it can break you down quicker, you know? And I think that's why we've seen them, you know, on TV now for like the last 3 years or whatever, but also like the schedule has been pretty, pretty hectic this last year. But I do believe that there is a hole, and I don't feel like, I feel like it's kind of unfair to just say, oh, it's only that locker room. Cause I feel like it's a culture that's been kind of nurtured via the indies and stuff like that, where there are a fair amount of younger talent who feel like they know better. And this is not all of them, because there's a lot of young talent that is very hungry and that are thirsting for knowledge. But I will humble myself to sit under the learning tree of a Ricky Morton or a Ricky Steamboat if I'm in the locker room with them, or Austin Idol when I was doing with NWA. If I want to hear those stories, I want to learn from those people, right? Because they were stars and they made a lot of money and they worked, they had a long career, they worked smart, and they were able to capture like people's emotion. And it's never been about the moves for me. So that doesn't impress me. I don't care what kind of, like, it's cool that you can do, but I could go hire a gymnast to get them to execute that move to perfection and probably better. So that doesn't impress me. What impresses me is your ability to tell stories and your facials and your, you know, that side of it. So I do think that there is, and there's a lot of veterans who have stopped giving their opinions, or because that would be something where you would all sit around the monitor together and the veteran would sit there, and especially if you were trying to ask them questions or whatever, they would spread their knowledge on what was happening on television so you could learn directly from them. Now, you know, there's a handful of talent like standing at the monitors and stuff like that, but you know, no one's asking the veterans these questions. And, you know, I just, it's a culture, and I don't know where it started, but it's not one that I think is good for the growth of the business in the long run, of teaching people now how to still have long careers, smart careers, and to make money and to make moments. Because there's a vast amount of knowledge, especially out there, of talent that has been there, done that, and got a t-shirt, that you could be learning from. And you should be a sponge in this business. If you are in the business, you should be a sponge, even when you've made it to the top, because there's always going to be someone that just knows so much better than you. And it goes back to that saying of like, the minute that you feel like you stop learning, or that you have nothing, that you have nothing left to learn, like, you really should quit, because you're become, now you're toxic, you know? So that's a Mickey rant there.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
You're not just going to gloss over that NXT thing, though, Dave. Are we going to talk about the announcement?
I don't know what announcement you're talking about.
About you going to be at the NXT panel? What are you? Come on, with not Sam? Why is it not Sam?
I don't know anything about that. Now that I'm on it, they cut the pre-show in half. It's only 30 minutes instead of an hour. Mm. But I am honestly very, very proud and honored that the WWE thought of me. I'm going to be part of the NXT pre-show Halloween Havoc on Saturday in Orlando. And by the way, we will also be hosting a show from noon to 2 on Saturday.
I saw
getting
that.
You ready for Halloween Havoc on Saturday.
Yes.
Right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah. Well, maybe they thought that they needed the first half hour just to talk you up, because it's so exciting that you're coming on. You know?
I'm excited. You know why?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, Mickey. I'm a little excited because Paul, our producer, went out of his way to try to, you know, have this relationship, especially with NXT, so we can talk about them more here on Busted Open. And
look at him put himself on the screen, because you're putting him over.
A lot of people online. Not that you can buy into things that are online. A lot of people accuse me, Mickey, and obviously you know this is a complete untruth, being on AEW's payroll, because I happen to like AEW as much as I do. So I get a lot of people saying, LaGreca loves it because he's on, you know, Tony Khan's payroll, blah, blah. I have never received one red cent from AEW, but I talk about AEW and I love AEW. So I love the fact that I am going to be on the NXT pre-show on Saturday, and also hosting a 2-hour show dedicated to NXT on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that. And to the naysayers, I love all of pro wrestling. I've been saying that for 13 years. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
I'm loving the story that's going on right now with MJF because I feel like he's still trying to get that approval. And I think it showed last night. And I love that William Regal was like, hey, listen, we've all been there. I've been there. Yo, you were 19. I was 17. I was crying myself to sleep with blood pouring down out of every hole in my body. You had it easy. But if it took that email to get you where you are right now, then if that motivated you, then job well done. I love the story that's going on between
I thought it was great because there was zero lies told. I mean, Regal had it hard. Like, the business was a lot harder. And it's like, if this email, like, think about that. Like, instead of having the shit kicked out of him, it was an email. But in reality, MJF probably took every bit of that knowledge and turned it around and turned it into money for himself to make him this amazing just character, person, worker that he is now. So had he not gotten that advice that he probably did not want, and it's really hard, you know, you think about at 19 to get that kind of, it does feel like somebody's like just saying you're not good enough for your dream. But the reality is you're not good enough yet. You're not good enough yet, but it doesn't mean that you can't be. Like, we have to stop taking this level of rejection as like, oh, this means it's never going to happen for me. And like, oh, it's the end of the world. It just means that you have some growing and learning to do. And we've all been told no. And I'm sure that wasn't the first time MJF or the last time he was told no, not interested. We've all been told no a million times, but it makes that yes that much sweeter, and you earn it. And then by the time you get it, like MJF, you get that, you make it gold, you know, because then at that point you're overprepared because you've been waiting for this moment and you've been working on yourself and your craft and your ability that whole time to become better than what they ever thought you could be. Almost as like, I told you I could.
And it kind of goes with the thread of what we're talking about today, Mickey, in this way that, you know, he's telling the story of getting that email and how that email could have crushed his dreams because he sent the tape in. William Regal didn't like it. And he told him he didn't like it. And he criticized what he did. But in that email, never did it say you're not good enough or, you know what, stop trying. Don't waste my time. This isn't for you.
Take 2 weeks off and quit.
Yeah, that's not what that email said, Mickey. That email said, hey, this is what you're doing wrong.
This is what we're looking for.
This is what we're looking for. And when you improve in those areas, then send another tape to me. So to me, it's funny how like one person could look at that email, read that email, and it's always tough, Mickey, right? I think we've all felt that. Everybody listening has felt that, where they've gotten a rejection, where they wanted something so bad, but you know what? They weren't quite ready. And that's what that email was. And listen, MJF, that email motivated him. So here he is. Here he is angry at William Regal. Here's his opportunity to say to William Regal, here, you son of a bitch, I'm throwing it right back in your face because you didn't think I was good enough. But now here I am. I am one of the biggest superstars in all of pro wrestling. And William Regal's like, hello. Hello, congratulations. You're not taking a shot at me. That motivated you to be who you are. It was motivation for you.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
Really, exactly. Go ahead, Mickey. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I know it can be frustrating, because, especially if you're trying to get a job, because, you know, they'll go through these where you go, like, there's people who have, where you're just going like, why did they hire that person? There's so many people. There's so many talented, really great people out there. Why'd they hire this person? Like, they played basketball or they did this or that. And I'm like, there's never a rhyme or reason, and you can't compare your journey with somebody else's journey, because those characters, a lot of those people come and go, and there's not a lot of longevity in there. Whereas the people who have dedicated their life and their purpose and their passion to the sport are the ones that stand the test of time.
Yes. And so, you know what? Yeah. Like, usually there is, I think everybody who's on top has the story of at one point they were at the bottom and they were up climbing that ladder and they got knocked down once, maybe several times, but still got back on that ladder and climbed that ladder to success. And the best part about that promo, or at least the one that really grabbed me, was William Regal's reaction during that entire promo, because he had a smile on his face. And that smile was aggravating MJF, because MJF, this was MJF's chance to really tell him, you know, how he felt and really knock him. But, you know, Regal had the exact opposite reaction that I thought MJF was expecting. And that was,
I think that he was proud of him. The fact that he took his advice and said, this is what you need to do if you want to be a superstar. And what did he do? He went out and he did those things and he was pissed off doing them, but it made him better in the end. And now look at him go. Look at him go and shine. You know,
it was,
sorry, I don't mean to make a joke there, but I thought it was funny.
That's fine, Mickey. It's fine. I want you to make a joke, because I really felt that that promo, we've seen a lot of great promos from MJF. That may have been one of his best, if not his best. And
it came from a very real place.
Oh my gosh. And I think it might have been one of the best promos that I have ever heard from a professional wrestler. And here's why. And probably a lot of people are saying, you're crazy, you're nuts. What are you talking about? This isn't the Hard Times promo. This isn't the pipe bomb. How many great promos Ric Flair has had? All those promos that I just mentioned, Mickey, got me emotionally invested in the wrestler that was in the ring. What MJF's promo did for me last night is it made me turn around and look at myself. I actually could relate to what MJF was saying last night. That's why I actually heard it, and I didn't even really comment on it on social media, because I had to go back and I had to watch it again. And it almost brought a tear to my eye, Mickey, because it started making me think of a lot of the trials and tribulations that I have had trying to get this show on the air. For the people who didn't believe in me, for the people who motivated me, for the people who cared enough, Mickey, and I'm sure there are people in your career that have done this as well, that took the time to be critical and give me constructive criticism on how I could be better. And for and the people who still to this day, you know, and they know who they are if they're listening, or probably not listening because
they are listening.
Oh, no, they probably still don't take the time to listen. That, you know, never believed in me and still don't give me the flowers that I feel I deserve for making this show a success. I think
Isn't that funny? I want to say it's so funny. And this is just like where I go, like, we're humans are so weird. We are so weird because you have just reached this milestone, 25 million downloads. You're getting ready to do the NXT panel. You do so much. You had the roast and we just signed another 3 years here on Sirius XM. But still in your mind, and I have these moments too, so I'm just saying this is so funny how our minds and our hearts react, because still those comments or that person from 20 years ago who said you'll never whatever, you chose to, and you have to, I think, use that, but you are still reminded or triggered, or that piece can still light this fire underneath you to go where, like, you know what? Screw you, guy. I'm going to show you how great I'm going to be. I'm going to show you all the things I'm going to do, you know? And we have a choice. We have a choice to either believe what those people say or to use it as a piece of fire underneath our butts to go and be everything that we want to be. So.
Yeah. And some people, and I think in this instance, William Regal to MJF, it was constructive criticism to get better, to not give up, to keep fighting, to keep working. And then I think one thing I've learned, because there's one person in particular that I've always kind of been chasing the hug for. And I'm still waiting for that pat on the back or that acknowledgement. There comes the point in time, Mickey, and I feel like a lot of people have to learn from this as well, where, you know what, to realize you're never going to get it and to stop chasing it. Because not everyone is gonna give you that pat on the back. Not everyone is going to give you that constructive criticism. So you got to know when, all right, you use it as motivation, but like know when, all right, this person's just never going to acknowledge me, so I got to move on. That promo last night, more than any I've ever seen or heard, really resonated with me. So whether that was a true story or not, I don't know. I would have to think it probably was because it hit so hard. And another thing, Mickey, that he did, and we get this a lot on AEW television, where they mentioned the WWE in some capacity. I love the fact that MJF mentioned the WWE, and it wasn't a knock. It wasn't a sarcastic. It was like the WWE because it was the number one biggest wrestling company, you know, and he acknowledged the WWE for what it was, especially at that time, 7 years ago. I thought that was a great way of, you know, acknowledging the WWE and bringing the WWE into the story. And it wasn't a knock, and it wasn't the usual way we hear in pro wrestling of another company being acknowledged.
Yeah, I know. I always hate that. Like, I just feel like it doesn't matter what promotion, like if you are not that promotion, you're just going throwing digs at another promotion. It's just cheap. It's like a cheap pop. You know, I don't love that, but I thought that, you know what, I think what's really cool too, is that I think everyone expected MJF to come back and be this monster heel because he's such a tail hole on television, but we're seeing this transformation of MJF, the baby face, the loved character, being transformed and kind of like presented in front, and the people love it. Like, it's crazy. They always say like the biggest heels become the biggest baby faces.
Yep. And I guess, you know, you can't have true hate unless you truly love that person. And you can't sometimes have true love until there was a point where there was maybe hate, like we had with MJF. Right. I thought I'm glad it got a lot of attention, but I'm also surprised it didn't get more attention, because I thought, as I said, that might have been the best promo that I've ever heard on a wrestling show, is what I heard from MJF last night. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.